this show is brought to you by Pepper and Spice Madera Street, Royals Takeaway, Angleston and Cordo Avenue, Bahamas Fake Ministries International, Milo Butler Mart, Blue Hill Road, Sign Island, Maki and Madera Street, and Elite Auto Tech, Automotive, Electronic Diagnostic, General Repairs and Services, Carmichael Road. Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Our first Caribbean song for the week, coming in all the way from Nassau, Bahamas, Mr. Leonardo Jones with his latest track entitled, This Is The Way We Praise The Lord. You know, Leonardo is a pastor kid and he grew up in church, multi-talented brother, and he plays all kind of different musical instruments, man. This guy is amazing, you know, and he's very active in ministry. And when he's not busy, you know, he's teaching young people and, you know, other folks the art of self-defense and discipline. Leonardo, just keep up the great work, bro. You're doing an amazing job. I've watched you over the years, and you are just getting better and better, man. You're multi-talented. You love ministry. You love young people. I think you're in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time, man. Just continue to excel and keep God first, all right? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the very gifted and anointed singer, dedicated man of God, and just by being himself and being real, he's just one unique guy. Nobody like him. One of the most popular and well-loved singers on earth, the one and only Marvin Sapp. Bishop, welcome. How are you, my brother?
Man, I'm doing very well. How about yourself, Mike?
Oh, man, everything's great, and every day is a great day. Every day is a great day, Pastor.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Good day, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show.
Hey, Landlord.
Hey, Pastor. Good to have you on the show. You know, Pastor Marvin, you have traveled all over the world, you know, doing ministry, and while on your journey, you have met so many wonderful people. You know, is there anyone particular on your travels that you have met who has impacted your life so much that you will never, ever forget them?
I guess the only person that I've never forgotten is having the opportunity to minister in South Africa, preaching and singing for a strong prophetic gift there by the name of Alf Lucao.
Okay.
Without question, just sitting and having conversation with him and being poured into, as well as watching him minister. Mm-hmm. It was probably one of the most unforgettable moments that I've ever had. His sanctuary probably seats about 15,000.
Wow.
He'll have about 5,000 people in an overflow outside, and another 4,000 to 5,000 in a lower level, and they do services. I mean, people fly from all over the world to be a part of his worship experiences. So just sitting in the room, number one, having the opportunity to minister, number two, there was the most unforgettable moment. And he's probably one of the most unforgettable individuals I've met in my ministry time.
That's truly amazing. You know, one thing about Africa, the worship, the praise, and the experience is so amazing. It always stays with you forever. Great stuff, Pastor Marvin.
Needless to say, you keep up the great work, whatever you do. And Jesus Christ and his church are the ultimate. And you, of course, being the pastor of your church, a chosen vessel in Texas. And the actual church organization is the most powerful organization of all time. And there will always be a remnant. And as a bishop, what quick word do you have that you can give to pastors at Chosen Vessel Church and other pastors, because you are a bishop, about staying on God's word and staying connected with the younger generations?
Well, I just think everything in this season is about relevancy. And I think that if we're going to be successful in ministry, we have to learn how to study the culture. And even though we may not live as the culture, we need to be able to relate to the culture. So, you know, I'm grateful enough and thankful enough to be raising millennials so that I can be able to relay messaging to, you know, young people that, you know, God still changes, he still delivers, he still sets free. But at the same token, making sure they understand the message of Jesus Christ as pertains to grace and mercy clearly. So I think that if we endeavor to do that as ministry gifts, is going to cause our ministry time to be a blessing to those who we are supposed to be trying to reach. So that's without question indeed important to me. And that's what I would challenge every pastor, preacher, leader, teacher to do.
Amen. Good word. Good word, Bishop.
Yeah, man, Bishop. That right there is really, really powerful. And, you know, that is what we need, you know, mentoring and pouring back into the next generation, because it's truly needed at this time, you know, truly, truly needed. Pastor Marvin Sapp, there's a fan of yours from out of Kenya, Africa, and he has a question for you today.
Hey, Marvin, this is DJ Addis Ababa from Kenya, Africa. My question to you today is just to ask you, who inspired you to become who you are today and how you are and the man you have turned to be to this world?
Well, DJ, first off, let me thank you for sending in your question from Kenya. Who inspired me to be the person I am today? You know, I had some amazing mentors growing up. Of course, my dad, the late Henry Louis Sapp, was actually one of my mentors. But then also another man by the name of L. Craig Tyson. He was my minister of music from probably the age of 14 to 22. And then my pastor, the late Bishop William C. Abney. Those three individuals played a significant part in me being the man that I am. Musically, you know, that stuff, you know, even though it's a part of who I am, that's gift talent. But being the man that I am, my father, my musical mentor, my spiritual pastor, or rather my spiritual father, those three individuals played the most important aspect of my life. Henry Louis Sapp Jr., Lawrence Craig Tyson, and William C. Abney.
Oh, man. They're great gentlemen to be such an influence on you. Wow.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, as I said it earlier, it's all about mentoring. You know, we got to mentor the next generation, and that is where the beauty comes out of people, when older folks are able to pour back into your life, man. Really, really powerful.
Bishop Sapp, man, I tell you, what a music ministry you have, and what an anointed man of God. And just keep up the great work, and God bless you in each and every way. Thanks for hanging out with us, Bishop Marvin Sapp.
Thank you, Mike V and Landlord. I appreciate you guys. But God bless you all. And I want to just give shout-outs to everybody in the Bahamas, all the Caribbean islands, and Africa. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your support. Follow me on all my social media platforms.
Most definitely we will. You know, we will. And we appreciate you, your ministry. You just keep up the great work, man. I look to see you very, very soon in the Caribbean, the Bahamas, man. We love what you do. Just do not give up. Keep pressing. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
Hearts are broken.
Hearts are broken.
Eyes all filled with tears.
Eyes filled up with tears.
From words unspoken.
From words unspoken.
Mind all full of fears.
Mind all full of fears.
Lord, we know.
We know you can do it.
Change all that's wrong to right.
Change all that's wrong to right.
Put it all on the table.
Put it all on the table.
Save our lives.
Save our life.
Put it all in
your name.
You understand.
You understand.
We need help and you can.
We need help and you can.
No better than.
Yeah.
That's the one and only Marvin Sapp. Bishop Sapp is the pastor of his church, Chosen Vessel Church, in Fort Worth, Texas, in that Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. He recently was commemorated by one of the big streaming platforms for having 1 billion streams on their platform. Yeah, billion with a B. That's a lot of streams for Marvin Sapp on one platform. And he's been doing his solo ever since the mid-1990s. And it doesn't seem like that long ago, but over 15 years ago, he released the modern-day classic, Never Would Have Made It. Never Would Have Made It still has the U.S. modern-day radio record of 46 non-consecutive weeks at number one. 46. Never Would Have Made It. Marvin Sapp has his latest song, too, All in His Hands, from his current album, Substance. And All in His Hands, another big hit from Marvin Sapp. And we want to thank the internationally popular bishop, Marvin Sapp, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Then, Lord, the bishop be doing it, and he be busy.
Mike, Pastor Marvin Sapp has been consistent over these years, and he continues to have that authentic sound that no other gospel artist has. And it is always great to have him here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show.
Nkosi Kwaku-Simonet, CEO and Operations Manager at Sign Island. Sign Island started from desperation. My wife went ahead and bought the first printer. I still have no idea how we are where we are. I owe it all to my staff and my customers. You need support. One man is not an island. You can't do it on your own. If you think you can do it on your own and you are succeeding, you can do even more with a little bit of support. The support I've got from my clients has been amazing.
Hey there, Malabutla shoppers. Looking for amazing deals and weekly specials? Look no further. Malabutla Mart offers you the opportunity to save each and every week on the freshest meats and produce daily, along with savings on cleaning supplies and grocery items. Not New Providence? We also ship to the Family Islands. Great deals, amazing savings, and weekly specials. Malabutla Mart has got you covered. Check us out on Facebook at Malabutla Mart or give us a call at 677-639 for more information.
Coming up next is a young man from out of Barbados, Mr. Carlos Baptiste, with his latest track entitled When I Think of You.
When I think of you, thoughts of love fill my mind. Sunbathed days drenched in warmth and love touch my soul deep within. Memories of joy unbridled. Think of you, Jesus.
I think of you.
When I think of you, I'm reminded of where I've been.
Where I've been.
And how you came and got me. Yeah. You cleaned me up and brought me. Thank you.
the gifted Carlos Baptiste out of Barbados with his new release. And Carlos is singing. He's singing that song. Love, praise, and worship to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He starts spelling it out with the title of the song and then the first words of the song, Landlord.
When I think of you, coming in from Carlos Baptiste from out of Barbados, a very beautiful song. And this song is very personal to Carlos, you know. He said his greatest desire is to have this song bless every listener that hears it over the airwaves or wherever it may be. You know, great stuff, great music. Carlos Baptiste, just keep up the great work, man. You know, you'll be very shocked to know who this song has blessed just hearing it today, man. So just keep up the great work, bro. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, Landlord, as we rejoice and are glad in the day that the Lord has made, think positive about things you want to do. Trust God and think highly of yourself with humbleness as you respect others. For as he or she think of in their heart, so is he or she.
Amen, Brother Mike. Powerful message, man, as always, man. Thank you so very much. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist, the one and only Pastor Marvin Sapp, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners and supporters who tune in to us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next is an amazing lady. Her name is Mrs. Rosa Johnson from out of the Bahamas. She came to me one day and she said, Landlord, I want to record my own song and I have never did it before. And guess what? She went out there and she did it. She actually invested in the equipment and she went on YouTube. She learned, you know, how to operate those equipments. Man, right now she is doing it, man. You know, that is so amazing, very encouraging. And, you know, just to see that anyone can do what they really desire to do if they really put their mind to it. And that is what Miss Rosa Johnson has showed me, you know. So I want you guys to check out her track entitled There Is a Fire in This Place. She is truly an inspiration. So until next time, God bless you and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
I can see there's a fire in this place, and here I am telling you, I'm aware this is a sacred place, and I know that this fire is true. There's a fire, holy fire, in this place. There's a fire.
shining of the Lord is inside of here. Praise the Lord. There's a fire in this church. There's a fire in this place. Flames are roaring inside of here. Chains are breaking in this place. And souls are waking.
This show is brought to you by Pepper and Spice Madera Street, Royals Takeaway, Angleston and Coral Avenue, Bahamas Faith Ministries International, Milo Butler Mart, Blue Hill Road, Sign Island, Mackey and Madera Street, and Elite Auto Tech, Automotive, Electronic Diagnostic, General Repairs and Services, Carmichael Road.